friends or the brothers and sisters.
I'm trembling to come to this place. First reason is because it's first time to be here.
原因呢就是第一个就是第一次在这里。
The second is speaking English.
另外原因呢就是要讲英文。
And translating to two languages.
又要翻做广东话和国语。
Which is quite challenging.
咁都有啲挑战性嘅。
And I also pray that, ask the Lord, what should I share tonight?
我都嚟到求问神晚上我当交通咩嘅信息。
And somehow, Lord just said, share what you feel lately.
咁神就同我讲，你最近有咩感觉，你就交通咩嘢啦。
And lately, in our fellowship, I am sharing, the heavenly vision of, Solomon.
最近喺我哋嘅聚会嘅里边，我哋交通所罗门属天嘅看见。
So, Lord willing, I will share on what the young man Solomon, how God used him to build the house of the Lord.
咁主若愿意，我哋就嚟交通呢个年轻人所罗门，佢点样
嚟到建造神嘅神嘅殿。
So let's turn our Bible.
所以请我打开我哋嘅圣经。
To Second Samuel,
撒母耳记下
Chapter 7,
第七章。
From verse 12 to verse
13. 撒母耳记下第七章十二节开始。
It's just laid a simple background for us to know what's God's promise to King David and his son.
在这个给我们看见一个简单的背景，就是神怎样来应许大卫和他的儿子。
And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
你受數滿足，與你列祖同歲的時候，我必使你的後裔接續你的位，我也必堅定他的國，他必為我的名建造殿宇，我必堅定他的國位直到永遠。
The second scripture we will look at, 1 Kings chapter 3.
另外一節聖經就是在列王記上第三章。
1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 5 to 12.
從第五節我們讀到第十二節。
In this text, the English translation is different from the Chinese translation.
在这一段圣经里面，中文的翻译和英文的翻译有点不一样。
So I will read the English text and listen carefully.
请听我读英文的圣经，然后你小心听中文怎么翻。
Chapter 3 verse 5 through 12.
列王记上三章五节到十二节。
I will read odd verses in English, and my brother will read the Chinese text or the even verses to save some time.
咁我咧就会读呢个单节，我
读单节。
佢读单节，等于你要读双节，你要悭啲时间。
In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in dream at night, and God said, "Ask what you wish me to give you."
所罗门说，你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。
And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
Verse 9. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine?
第十节，所罗门因藉及为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
And God said to him, Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice.
我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
Okay, let's go to Second Chronicle.
我嚟历代志下，历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter one.
第一章。
We will read from verse 11 to 12.
十一节同埋第十二节。
Same. The English text is different from the Chinese text.
又再一次，英文同埋中文嘅翻译有一啲嘅唔一样。
So because there's only two verses, I will read and my brother will read the Chinese text as well.
因为只系得两节，所以我哋都读晒。
And God said to Solomon, because you had this in mind, and did not ask for riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for long life, but you have asked for yourself wisdom and knowledge, that you may rule my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge have been granted to you, and I will give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings who were before you has possessed, nor those who will come after you.
神对所罗门说：我已立你作我民的王，你既有这心意，并不求资财、丰富、尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命，又不求大寿数，只求智慧聪明，好判断我的民。我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你资财。丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样的。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
我来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for tonight.
主为着晚上，我们感谢你。
You have given us this privilege to come together in your Son's name.
俾我们能够到你面前奉因着你儿子的名的缘故。
We ask the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.Will cover us.
愿我们主耶稣的宝血再一次来洁净我们。
So that tonight we can have such a commune with you.
使我们晚上能够与你有交通。
Your presence will be with us without any hindrance.
愿意主的同在不受什么的拦阻。
Give us an understanding heart.
给我一个明白的心思。
So that we can know.What you want to share with us tonight.
以致我能够晓得晚上你要与我们所交通的话。
Speak, your servants are listening.
主啊，请讲，仆人敬听。
In Jesus' name we ask.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. We know God promised King David that one day your son will build a house for me.
我们知道神有应允这个大卫有一天你的儿子要为我建这个圣殿。
Because during King David's time, he has such a burning desire.
因为在这个大卫的日子他里面有一个燃烧的心。
He did three things King Saul never even thought of.
他做了三件的事情是扫罗王从来都没想过的。
The first two kings of Israel, King Saul ruled 40 years, King David also ruled 40 years.
在以色列头这两个王里面，大卫和扫罗都是统治了40年之久。
So in terms of the grace of God to these two kings are equal.
所以神的恩典向着这两位王都是一样的。
They have the same amount of time to rule.
他们有同样那么长的时间来统治这个国家。
Same kind of privilege to sit on the throne.
也都有同样的权利坐在这个宝座上面。
But one king, God made a witness for him that this is after my heart.
但是神却向着这个王来讲，说这个是明白跟随我心意的人。
But the other one, God says, you are totally disobedient to my command.
但对另一个王却说你是完全悖逆我的旨意的。
So you and I will really know that King David is the one really did things right, pleases God.
所以我们都知道大卫王就是那一位他是完全蒙神喜悦的王。
First, he conquered the city of Jerusalem.
第一他所做的就是攻克了这个耶路撒冷城。
The second thing he did, take the ark from the forest out and move the ark into Jerusalem.
第二他所做的就是将约柜从这个树林请出来。将他带入这个耶路撒冷里面。
Number three, he said, I will find rest for God, build a house for the Lord.
第三点就是大卫讲，我愿意为神寻找个安息之处，就是为他来建一个殿宇。
But we all know, God says no.
但我都知道神话唔好。
God refused to honor David's desire.
神不允许大卫的这个愿望。
And gave David an explanation.
他都给大卫一个解释。
Because you have fought so many battles, killed so many people's lives.
因为你打过那么多仗，流过那么多人的血。
You cannot build a house for me.
你不可以为我来建殿。
But God also gave him a promise.
但神也都给一个应许。
This promise was the first scripture we read together.
这个应许就是我们刚才所读第一段的圣经。
It said, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne.Of his kingdom forever.
我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我都必坚定他的国，他必为我的名了建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So in this statement contains two meanings.
在这段圣经这个应许里面有两样的事情要留意的。
On the surface, you just read it, you have impression, I think we all do, that God said, okay,Although you cannot build a temple for me, your son will.
表面上第一点就是说，虽然你不能够为我来建造殿宇，但你的儿子却可以。
He will sit on your throne.
他要坐在你的国位上面。
And he will build me a house in my name.
他要为我的名来建造殿宇。
That's the promise from these two verses.
这个就是这两节圣经里面所给我们的应许。
But why do I say there are two meanings?
为什么我说有两个意思呢?
On the surface, we all know this son refer to which person?
在表面上来讲，我们都知道这个儿子究竟指着哪一位呢?
Solomon.
是指着所罗门来讲的。
Right? So, Solomon did, number one, sit on his father's throne, number two, build a house, build a temple for the Lord.
所以所罗门就是做了两件事。第一，他坐在爸爸的国位上面；第二，为他来为神来建造殿宇。
But he did not fulfill God's promise to David 100%.
但是他没有完全来到成就神向大卫所立的应许。
Because in the original promise, there is a phrase by the end of the verse.
因为在原来的原文里面有一个字在里面。
What is the verse?What's the phrase?
这个字眼是什么呢?
Forever.
永远。
Solomon sits on the throne of his father for another 40 years.
所罗门坐他父的位又坐另外40年之久。
So he didn't rule forever.
他没有在那里掌权直到永远。
But God's promise that your seed will sit on the throne, your throne.Forever.
但神应许他是说你的后裔要坐在你的国位上面直到永远。
So Solomon only satisfied part of the promise.
所以所罗门他只是应验了一部分的应许。
In God's mind, there is something hidden.
在神的里面还有一些是隐藏的。
He used a very special word.
他用一个特别的字眼。
The word is S-E-E-D
这个字眼就是这个后裔这个字
The Chinese translate as some English translate also the same way descendant
后裔
in singular number not plural
就是那后裔是单数的
So the original text only King James translate that literally seed
只有King James 圣经是按住字眼直译就是那后裔。
Other version always use either son or descendants.
其他就是再种后裔了。
But that's not the correct word. Correct word is seed, S-E-E-D.
最重要的字呢英文是种子我们就是那后裔。
If you go all the way back to chapter 3 of Genesis, that's that word being used also.
如果你回去创世纪第三章我们都是见到这个字的。
Remember when God cursed the snake,the serpent.
记得吗当神来到救了这个蛇的时候。
So, your seed will be the enmity of the seed of the woman.
你的后裔要与女人的后裔为敌。
Over there, there's a special phrase of seed of the woman.
那里有女人的后裔。
So, that's the term first used in the Bible concerning a special person.
所以这个那后裔这个字眼就在圣经的第一次来使用指着那个人来讲的。
So in other words, when God promised Solomon,
所以当神要应许所罗门的时候
there will be a seed from you.
就从你会出一个的后裔。
And this seed will satisfy three things.
而这个后裔要满足三件事情。
Number one, sit on your throne.
第一件事情就坐在你的国位上。
Number two,Build a house for me.
第二为我们要建造殿宇。
Number three, forever.
第三就是直到永远。
See? That's the promise God really made to King David.
这个就是神向大卫王所立的约。
Solomon only satisfied the first two.
所罗门他只是实现了头两个的应许。
He didn't satisfy the whole thing, the three promises.
他没有实现了第三个的应许。
Now, we have the Full answer.
当然现在我们就有这个答案了。
Who is this special seed
of
David?
是大卫的那后裔呢?
You and I should know.
我们大家都应该知道了。
That seed in Matthew chapter 1 verse
1. 那个后裔就在马太福音第一章第一节。
Gave the answer.
就给我们这个答案。
Who is the son of David?
谁是大卫的儿子呢?
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 said, Jesus Christ.
马太一章一节就是讲到耶稣基督。
So, that is what God's promise to King David.
这个就是神向大卫王所立的应许。
Okay, so we know Solomon is the type of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道所罗门是耶稣基督的预表。
So,Now we have to come to Solomon's vision.
现今我们愿意来看这个所罗门他的意象是怎么样。
When Solomon took the throne,
当所罗门得到呢个国位嘅时候
，One night，
一日嘅晚上
，In a dream，
喺梦嘅里面
，God appeared to him，
神向佢嚟到显现
，Said ask， I will give it to you，
你求什么我都嚟俾过你
，Isn't that nice？
系一个好好嘅一个好好嘅赐给吓。
Do you want to have a dream tonight？
你今晚想唔想发呢个梦咧？
huh？If Lord appear to you and ask, and I will give to you.
如果主向我哋显现，你求什么，我都会赐过俾你。
Think.
我哋要想一想。
What would you ask?
你究竟要向神求乜嘢呢
？Oh, important. I think all our young people here.You made a lot of wish, right?
我相信喺我哋当中嘅年轻人，你都有好多愿望嘅。
Greetings for the brothers and sisters.
I'm trembling to come to this place.
实在嚟到呢度咧，好惧自己。
First reason is because it's first time to be here.
原因咧就系第一个就系第一次喺呢度。
The second is speaking English.
另外原因咧就系要讲英文。
And translating to two languages.
又要翻做广东话同国语
which is quite challenging.
咁都有啲挑战性嘅
And I also pray that ask the Lord, what shall I share tonight?
我都嚟到求问神，晚上我当交通咩嘅信息
And somehow Lord just said, share what you feel lately.
咁神就同我讲，你最近有咩感觉，你就交通咩嘢啦。
And lately, in our fellowship, I am sharing the heavenly vision of Solomon.
最近喺我哋嘅聚会嘅里边，我哋交通所罗门属天嘅看见。
So, Lord willing, I will share on what the young man Solomon. How God used him to build the house of the Lord.
咁主若愿意，我哋就嚟交通呢个年轻人所罗门，佢点样嚟到建造神嘅殿。
So let's turn our Bible.
所以请我打开我哋圣经。
To Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
Chapter 7.
第七章
From verse 12 to verse 13
撒母耳记下第七章第十二节开始
This just laid a simple background for us to know what's God's promise toKing David and his son.
喺呢个俾我哋睇见一个简单嘅背景，就系神点样嚟应许大卫同埋佢嘅儿子。
And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom.He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
你受數滿足，與你列祖同睡的時候，我必使你的後裔接續你的位，我也必堅定他的國，他必為我的名建造殿宇，我必堅定他的國位直到永遠。
The second scripture we will look at, 1 King chapter 3.
另外一節聖經就是在列王記上第三章
First King chapter 3 from verse 5 to 12
從第五節我們讀到第十二節
In this text the English translation is different from the Chinese translation
在这一段圣经里面中文的翻译和英文的翻译有点不一样。
So I will read the English text and listen carefully.
咁请听我读英文嘅圣经，然之后你小心听中文点样翻。
Chapter 3 verse 5 through 12.
列王记上三章五节到十二节。
I will read odd verses in English, and my brother will read the Chinese text or the even verses to save some time.
咁我咧就会读呢个单节，我
第单节。
佢读单节，等于你要读双节，你要悭啲时间。
In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in dream at night, and God said, "Ask what you wish me to give you."
所罗门说，你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。
Verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
Verse 9. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine?
第十节，所罗门因藉求为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
And God said to him, Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice.
我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
Okay. Let's go to Second Chronicle.
我们来列代志下。历代志下
Second Chronicle chapter 2, chapter 1.
第一章。
We will read from verse 11 to 12.
十一节同埋第十二节。
Same. The English text is different from the Chinese text.
又系再一次英文同埋中文嘅翻译有一啲嘅唔一样。
So because there's only two verses, I will read and my brother will read the Chinese text as well.
因为只有得两节，所以我哋都读晒。
And God said to Solomon, Because you had this in mind, and did not ask for riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for long life, but you have asked for yourself wisdom and knowledge, that you may rule my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge have been granted to you, and I will give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings who were before you has possessed, nor those who will come after you.
神对所罗门说，我已立你作我民的王，你既有这心意，并不求资财、丰富、尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命，又不求大寿数，只求智慧聪明，好判断我的民。我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你资财丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样的。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for tonight.
主，为着晚上，我们感谢你。
You have given us this privilege to come together in your son's name.
俾我哋能够到你面前奉因着你儿子嘅名嘅缘故。
We ask the precious blood of our Lord Jesus will cover us.
愿我哋主耶稣嘅宝血再一次嚟洁净我哋。
So that tonight we can have such a commune with you.
使我哋晚上能够与你有交通。
Your presence will be with us without any hindrance.
啊，愿意主嘅同在，啊，唔受咩嘅拦阻。
Give us an understanding heart.
啊，俾我一个啊明白嘅心思。
So that we can know what you want to share with us tonight.
啊，以致我能够晓得马上你要与我所交通嘅话。
Speak, your servants are listening.
主啊，请讲，仆人敬听。
In Jesus' name, we ask.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
阿门。We know God promised King David that one day your son will build a house for me.
我们知道啊，神有应允这个大卫，有一天啊，你的儿子要为我建这个圣殿。
Because during King David's time, he has such a burning desire.
因为在这个大卫的日子他里面有一个燃烧的心。
He did three things King Saul never even thought of.
他做了三件的事情是扫罗王从来都没想过的。
The first two kings of Israel, King Saul ruled 40 years, King David also ruled 40 years.
在以色列头这两个王里面大卫和扫罗都是统治了40年之久。
So in terms of the grace of God to these two kings are equal.
所以神的恩典向着这两位王都是一样的。
They have the same amount of time to rule.
他们有同样那么长的时间来统治这个国家。
Same kind of privilege to sit on the throne.
也都有同样的权利坐在这个宝座上面。
But one king, God made a witness for him that this is after my heart.
但是神却向着这个王来说说这个是明白跟随我心意的人。
But the other one, God says, you areYou are totally disobedient to my command.
但对另一个王却说你是完全悖逆我的旨意的。
So you and I will really know that King David is the one really did things right, pleases God.
所以我们都知道大卫王就是那位他是完全蒙神喜悦的王。
First, he conquered the city of Jerusalem.
第一他所作的就是攻克了这个耶路撒冷城。
The second thing he did, take the ark from the forest out and move the ark into Jerusalem.
第二他所作的就是将约柜从这个树林请出来将它带入这个耶路撒冷里面。
Number three, he said, I will find rest for God.Build a house for the Lord.
第三点就是大卫讲，我愿意为神寻找个安息之处，就是为他来建一个殿宇。
But we all know, God says no.
但我都知道神话唔好。
God refused to honor David's desire.
神唔允许大卫嘅呢一个愿望。
And gave David explanation.
他亦都俾大卫一个嘅解释。
Because you have fought so many battles, killed so many people's lives.
因为你打过咁多仗，流过咁多人嘅血。
You cannot build a house for me.
你唔可以为我嚟建殿。
But God also gave him a promise.
但神亦都俾一个应许。
This promise was the first scripture we read together.
呢个应许就我哋头先所读第一段嘅圣经。
He said, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我都必坚定他的国，他必为我的名了建造殿宇。我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So in this statement,
contains two meanings.
啊，喺呢一段聖經一個應許裏邊有兩樣嘅事情要留意嘅。
On the surface, you just read it, you have impression. I think we all do that. God said, "Okay, although you cannot build a temple for me, your son will."
啊，表面上啊，第一點就係話，雖然你唔能夠為我嚟到建造殿宇，但你嘅兒子卻可以。
He will sit on your throne.
啊，佢要坐喺你嘅國位嘅上面。
And he will build me a house in my name.
佢要啊為我嘅名嚟到建造殿宇。
That's the promise from these two verses.
啊，呢個就係呢兩節聖經裏邊所俾我哋嘅應許。
But why do I say there are two meanings?
啊，點解我話有兩個嘅意思咧
？On the surface, we all know this son refer to which person.
啊，喺表面上嚟講，我都知道呢個兒子究竟指住邊一位咧
？Solomon
係指住所羅門嚟講嘅。
So Solomon did number one sit on his father's throne, number two build a house, build a temple for the Lord.
啊，所以所羅門啊就係做咗兩件事。第一，佢坐喺爸爸嘅國位上面；第二，為佢嚟到為神嚟到建造殿宇。
But he did not fulfill God's promise to David 100%.
啊，但係佢冇完全嚟到成就神向大衛所立嘅應許。
Because in the original promise, there is a phrase by the end of the verse.
啊，因為喺原來嘅啊原文嘅裏面有一個嘅字喺裏面。
What is the verse?
啊，呢
What's the phrase?
啊，呢一個字眼係咩咧
？Forever.
啊，永遠。
Solomon sits on the throne of his father for another 40 years.
啊，所羅門坐佢啊父嘅位啊，另又坐另外40年之久。
So he didn't rule forever.
佢冇喺嗰度掌權，直到永遠。
But God's promise that your seed will sit on the throne, your throne, forever.
啊，但神應許佢係話你嘅後裔要坐在你嘅國位上面，直到永遠。
So Solomon only satisfy part of the promise.
所以所羅門佢只係應驗咗一部分嘅應許。
In God's mind, there is something hidden.
在神的里面还有一些是隐藏的。
He used a very special word.
他用一个特别的字眼。
The word is S-E-E-D.
啊，这个啊，字眼就是这个后裔这个字。
The Chinese translate as, some English translate also the same way, descendant.
啊，后裔。
In singular number, not plural.
就是那後裔是單數的。
So, the original text, only King James translated that literally, seed.
只有King James 聖經是按著字眼直譯，就是那後裔。
Other version always use either son or descendants.
其他就是再種後裔了。
But that's not the correct word. Correct word is seed, S-E-E-D.
最重要的字英文是种子，我们就是那后裔。
If you go all the way back to chapter 3 of Genesis, that's that word being used also.
如果你回去创世纪第三章，我们都是见到这个字的。
Remember when God cursed the snake, the serpent?
记得吗？当神来到咒了这个蛇的时候。
So, your seed will be the enmity of the seed of the woman.
你的后裔要与女人的后裔为敌。
Over there, there's a special phrase of seed of the woman.
那里有女人的后裔。
So that's the term first used in the Bible concerning a special person.
所以这个那后裔这个字眼就在圣经第一次来使用指住那个人来讲的。
So in other words, when God promised Solomon,
所以当神来应许所罗门的时候
there will be a seed from you.
就从你会出一个嘅后裔。
And this seed will satisfy three things.
而呢个后裔要满足三件事情。
Number one, sit on your throne.
第一件事情就坐喺你嘅国位上。
Number two, build a house for me.
第二为我名嚟建造殿宇。
Number three, forever.
第三就系直到永远。
See, that's the promise God really made to King David.
呢个就神向大卫王所立嘅约。
Solomon only satisfied the first two.
所罗门他只是实验了头两个的应许。
He didn't satisfy the whole thing, the three promises.
他没有实验了第三个的应许。
Now we have the full answer.
当然现在我们就有这个答案了。
Who is this special seed
of
David?
是大卫的那后裔呢？
You and I should know.
我们大家都应该知道了。
That seed.In Matthew chapter 1 verse
1, 那个后裔就在马太福音第一章第一节
gave the answer.
就给我们这个答案。
Who is the son of David?
谁是大卫的儿子呢？
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 said, Jesus Christ.
马太一章一节就是讲到耶稣基督。
So, that is what God's promise to King David.
这个就是神向大卫王所立的应许。
Okay, so we know Solomon is the type of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道所罗门是耶稣基督的预表。
So, now we have to come to Solomon's vision.
现今我们愿意来看这个所罗门他的意象是怎样。
When Solomon took the throne,
当所罗门得到这个国位的时候，
One night,
一日晚上
in a dream,
在梦里面
God appeared to him.
神向他来显现
said, Ask, I will give it to you.
你求什么我都来给过你。
Isn't that nice?
是一个很好的一个很好的赐给。
Do you want to have a dream tonight?
你今晚想不想发这个梦呢？
Huh? If Lord appeared to you,And ask, and I will give it to you.
如果主向我们显现，你求什么，我都要赐过俾你。
Think.
我哋要想一想。
What would you ask?
你究竟要向神求乜嘢呢？
Oh, important. I think all our young people here.You made a lot of wish, right?
我相信在我们当中的年轻人，你都有很多的愿望的。
Greetings to the brothers and sisters.
I'm trembling to come to this place.
实在来到这里很惧怕。
First reason is because it's first time to be here.
原因呢，就是第一个就是第一次在这里。
The second is speaking English.
另外原因呢，就是要讲英文。
And translate into two languages.
又要翻做广东话同国语
which is quite challenging.
咁都有啲挑战性嘅。
And I also pray that ask the Lord, what shall I share tonight?
我都嚟到求问神，晚上我当交通咩嘅信息。
And somehow, Lord just said, share what you feel lately.
咁神就同我讲，你最近有咩感觉，你就交通咩嘢啦。
And lately, in our fellowship, I am sharing the heavenly vision of Solomon.
最近在我们的聚会里面，我们交通所罗门属天的看见。
So, Lord willing, I will share on what the young man Solomon How God used him to build the house of the Lord.
咁主若愿意，我哋就嚟交通呢个年轻人所罗门，佢点样样嚟到建造神嘅殿。
So let's turn our Bible.
所以请我打开我哋圣经。
To Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
From verse 12 to verse
13. 撒母耳记下第七章第十二节开始。
This just laid a simple background for us to know what's God's promise to King David and his son.
这个给我们看见、一个简单的背景，就是神怎么样来应许大卫和他的儿子。
And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
你受數滿足，與你列祖同睡的時候，我必使你的後裔接續你的位，我也必堅定他的國，他必為我的名建造殿宇，我必堅定他的國位直到永遠。
The second scripture we will look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
另外一節聖經就是在列王記上第三章。
First King chapter 3 from verse 5 to 12.
从第五节我读到第十二节。
In this text, the English translation is different from the Chinese translation.
在这一段圣经里面，中文的翻译和英文的翻译有点不一样。
So I will read the English text and listen carefully.
咁请听我读英文嘅圣经，然之后你小心听中文点样翻。
Chapter 3 verse 5 through 12.
列王记上三章五节到十二节。
I will read odd verses in English, and my brother will read the Chinese text or the even verses to save some time.
咁我咧就會讀呢個單節，我
讀單節。
佢讀單節，弟兄嚟到讀雙節，嚟慳啲時間。
In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in dream at night, and God said, "Ask what you wish me to give you."
所羅門說：你仆人我父親大衛用誠實、公義、正直嘅心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又為他存留大恩。赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。
Verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中。这民多得不可胜数。
Verse 9. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine?
第十节，所罗门因藉求为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
And God said to him, Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice.
我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
Okay. Let's go to Second Chronicle.
我哋嚟历代志下，历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter two, chapter one.
第一章。
We will read from verse 11 to 12.
十一节同埋第十二节。
Same. The English text is different from the Chinese text.
又系再一次。英文和中文的翻译有一些不一样。
So, because there's only two verses, I will read and my brother will read the Chinese text as well.
因为只有两节，所以我们都读了。
And God said to Solomon, Because you had this in mind, and did not ask for riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for long life, but you have asked for yourself wisdom and knowledge. that you may rule my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge have been granted to you, and I will give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings who were before you has possessed, nor those who will come after you.
神对所罗门说：我已立你作我民的王，你既有这心意，并不求资财、丰富、尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命，又不求大寿数，只求智慧聪明，好判断我的民。我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你资财、丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样的。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
我来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for tonight.
主为着晚上，我们感谢你。
You have given us this privilege to come together in your Son's name.
俾我哋能够到你面前奉因着你儿子嘅名嘅缘故。
We ask the precious blood of our Lord Jesus will cover us.
愿我哋主耶稣嘅宝血再一次嚟洁净我哋。
So that tonight we can have such a commune with you.
使我哋晚上能够与你有交通。
Your presence will be with us without any hindrance.
愿意主嘅同在唔受咩嘅拦阻。
Give us an understanding heart.
俾我一个明白嘅心思。
So that we can know what you want to share with us tonight.
以致我哋能够晓得晚上你要与我哋所交通嘅话。
Speak, your servants are listening.
主啊，请讲，仆人敬听。
In Jesus' name we ask.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
阿门。We know God promised King David that one day your son will build a house for me.
我们知道神有应允这个大卫，有一天你的儿子要为我建这个圣殿。
Because during King David's time, he has such a burning desire.
因为在这个大卫的日子，他里面有一个燃烧的心。
He did three things King Saul never even thought of.
他做了三件的事情是扫罗王从来都没想过的。
The first two kings of Israel, King Saul ruled 40 years, King David also ruled 40 years.
在以色列头这两个王里面，大卫和扫罗都是统治了40年之久。
So in terms of the grace of God to these two kings are equal.
所以神的恩典向着这两位王呢都是一样的。
They have the same amount of time to rule.
他们有同样咁长嘅时间嚟统治呢个国家。
Same kind of privilege to sit on the throne.
亦都有同样嘅权利坐喺呢个宝座上面。
But one king, God made a witness for him that this is after my heart.
但系神却向住呢一个王嚟讲，话呢个系明白跟随我心意嘅人。
But the other one, God says, you You are totally disobedient to my command.
但对另一个王却说你是完全不逆我的旨意的。
So you and I will really know that King David is the one really did things right, pleases God.
所以我们都知道大卫王就是那位他是完全蒙神喜悦的王。
First, he conquered the city of Jerusalem.
第一他所作的就是攻克了这个耶路撒冷城。
The second thing he did, take the ark from the forest out and move the ark into Jerusalem.
第二他所作的就是将约柜从这个树林请出来将他带入这个耶路撒冷里面。
Number three, he said, I will find rest for God.Build a house for the Lord.
第三点就是大卫讲，我愿意为神寻找个安息之处，就是为他来建一个殿宇。
But we all know God says no.
但我都知道神话唔好。
God refused to honor David's desire.
啊，神唔允许啊啊大卫嘅啊呢一个愿望。
And gave David a explanation.
啊，佢亦都俾大卫一个嘅啊解释。
Because you have fought so many battles, killed so many people's life.
啊，因为你打过咁多仗，流过咁多人嘅血。
You cannot build a house for me.
你唔可以为我嚟建殿。
But God also gave him a promise.
啊，但神亦都俾一个应许。
This promise was the first scripture we read together.
啊，这个应许就是我们刚才所读第一段的圣经。
Is that I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
啊、我必使你的、后裔接续你的位，我都必坚定他的国，他必为我的名了建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So in this statement contains two meanings、
啊、在这段圣经、这个应许里面有两样的事情要留意的。
On the surface, you just read it, you have impression, I think we all do, that God said, okay, although you cannot build a temple for meme. Your son will.
啊，表面上啊，第一点就是说，虽然你不能够为我来建造殿宇，但你的儿子却可以。
He will sit on your throne.
啊，他要坐在你的国位上面。
And he will build me a house in my name.
他要啊为我的名来建造殿宇。
That's the promise from these two verses.
啊，这个就是这两节圣经里边所给我们的应许。
But why do I say there are two meanings?
啊，点解我话有两个嘅意思呢
？On the surface, we all know this son refer to which person？
啊，喺表面上嚟讲，我都知道呢个儿子究竟指住边一位呢
？Solomon
系指住所罗门嚟讲嘅。
Right? So Solomon did number one sit on his father's throne, number two build a house, build a temple for the Lord。
啊，所以所罗门啊就系做咗两件事。第一，他坐在爸爸的国位上面；第二，为他为神建造殿宇。
But he did not fulfill God's promise to David 100%.
但是他没有完全来到成就神向大卫所立的应许。
Because in the original promise, there is a phrase by the end of the verse.
因为在原来的原文里面有一个字在里面。
What is the verse?、
What's
the phrase?、
这个字眼是什么呢
?Forever.、
永远。
Solomon sits on the throne of his father for another 40 years.、
所罗门坐他、父的位、又坐另外40年之久。
So he didn't rule forever.
他没有在那里掌权直到永远。
But God's promise that your seed will sit on the throne, your throne, forever.
但神应许他说你的后裔要坐在你的国位上面直到永远。
So Solomon only satisfied part of the promise.
所以所罗门他只是应验了一部分的应许。
In God's mind, there is something hidden.
在神的里面还有一些是隐藏的。
He used a very special word.
他用一个特别的字眼。
The word is S-E-E-D.、
这个字眼就是这个后裔这个字。
So Chinese translate as some English translate also the same way, descendant.、
后裔。
In singular number, not plural.
就是那后裔是单数的。
So, the original text, only King James translated that literally, seed.
只有King James 圣经是按住字眼直译就是那后裔。
Other version always use either son or descendants.
其他就是再种后裔了。
But that's not the correct word. Correct word is seed, S-E-E-D.
最重要的那個字呢英文是种子我們就是那后裔。
If you go all the way back to chapter 3 of Genesis, that's that word being used also.
如果你回去创世纪第三章我們都是看到這個字的。
Remember when God cursed the snake, the serpent?
啊，记得吗？当神嚟到救咗呢个蛇嘅时候，
所以 your seed will be the enmity of the seed of the woman。
啊，你嘅后裔啊，要与啊女人嘅后裔为敌。
Over there, there's a special phrase of seed of the woman。
啊，嗰度有女人嘅后裔。
So that's the term first used in the Bible concerning a special person。
所以这个那后裔这个字眼就在圣经的第一次来使用指着那个人来讲的。
So in other words, when God promised Solomon,
所以当神有应许所罗门的时候
there will be a seed from you,
就是从你会出一个的后裔。
And this seed will satisfy three things.
而这个后裔要满足三件事情。
Number one, sit on your throne.
第一件事情就坐在你的国位上。
Number two,build a house for me.
第二为我名有建造殿宇。
Number three, forever.
第三就是直到永远。
See? That's the promise God really made to King David.
这个就是神向大卫王所立的约。
Solomon only satisfied the first two.
所罗门他只是实现了头两个的应许。
He didn't satisfy the whole thing, the three promises.
他没有实现了第三个的应许。
Now, we have the full answer.
当然现在我们就有这个答案了。
Who is this special seed
of
David?
是大卫的那后裔呢?
You and I should know.
我们大家都应该知道了。
That seed in Matthew chapter 1 verse
1. 那个后裔就在马太福音第一章第一节。
Gave the answer.
就给我们这个答案。
Who is the son of David?
谁是大卫的儿子呢?
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 said Jesus Christ.
马太一章一节就是讲到耶稣基督。
So that is what God's promise to King David.
这个就是神向大卫王所立的应许。
Okay, so we know Solomon is the type of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道所罗门是耶稣基督的预表。
So,Now we have to come to Solomon's vision.
现今我们愿意来看这个所罗门他的意象是怎样。
When Solomon took the throne,
当所罗门得到这个国位的时候
,one night,
一天的晚上
,in a dream,
在梦的里面
,God appeared to him,
神向他来显现
,said, ask, I will give it to you.
你求什么我都来给过你。
Isn't that nice?
是一个很好的一个很好的赐给。
Do you want to have a dream tonight?
你今晚想不想发这个梦呢?
Huh? If Lord appear to you and ask, and I will give to you.
如果主向我们显现你求什么我都来赐给你。
Think.
我们要想一想。
What would you ask.
你究竟要向神求什么呢?
Oh, important. I think all our young people here, you made a lot of wish, right?
我相信在我们当中的年轻人，你都有很多愿望的。
Greetings, all the brothers and sisters.
I'm trembling to come to this place.
实在来到这里很惧刺激。
First reason is because it's first time to be here.
原因呢就是第一个就是第一次在这里。
The second is speaking English.
另外原因呢就是要讲英文。
And translating to two languages.
又要翻做广东话和国语。
Which is quite challenging.
咁都有啲挑战性嘅。
And I also pray that ask the Lord, what shall I share tonight?
我都来到求问神晚上我当交通什么的信息。
And somehow, Lord just said, share what you feel lately.
神就跟我讲你最近有什么感觉你就交通什么东西。
And lately, in our fellowship, I am sharing the heavenly vision of Solomon.
最近在我们的聚会里面我们交通所罗门属天的看见。
So, I'm, Lord willing, I will share on what the young man Solomon, how God used him to build the house of the Lord.
主若願意，我哋就嚟交通呢個年青人所羅門佢點樣樣
嚟到建造神嘅神嘅殿。
So let's turn our Bible.
所以請我打開我哋嘅聖經。
To Second Samuel.
撒母耳記下。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
From verse 12 to verse
13. 撒母耳記下第七章十二節開始。
This just laid a simple background for us to know what's God's promise to King David and his son.
在這個給我們看見一個簡單的背景，就是神怎樣來應許大衛和他的兒子。
And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
你受數滿足，與你列祖同睡的時候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
The second scripture we will look at, First King chapter 3.
另外一节圣经就是在列王记上第三章。
First King chapter 3 from verse 5.12.
从第五节我们读到第十二节。
In this text, the English translation is different from the Chinese translation.
在这段圣经里面，中文的翻译和英文的翻译有点不一样。
So I will read the English text and listen carefully.
咁请听我读英文嘅圣经，然之后你小心听中文点样翻。
Chapter 3 verse 5 through 12.
列王记上三章五节到十二节。
I will read odd verses in English, and my brother will read the Chinese text or the even verses to save some time.
咁我呢就會讀呢個單節，我讀
單節。
佢讀單節，等於你要讀雙節，你要慳啲時間。
In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in dream at night, and God said, Ask what you wish me to give you.
所羅門說，你仆人我父親大衛用誠實、公義、正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又為他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。
Verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
Verse 9. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine?
第十节，所罗门因藉及为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
And God said to him, Because you have asked this thing,And have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice.
我就应允你所求的， 赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
Okay, let's go to Second Chronicle.
我们来历代志下，历代志下。
Second Chronicle chapter two, chapter one.
第一章。
We will read from verse 11 to 12.
十一节同埋第十二节。
Same. The English text is different from the Chinese text.
又再一次，英文同埋中文嘅翻译有一啲嘅唔一样。
So because there's only two verses, I will read and my brother will read the Chinese text as well.
因为只系得两节，所以我哋都读晒。
And God said to Solomon, because you had this in mind, and did not ask for riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for long life, but you have asked for yourself wisdom and knowledge, that you may rule my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge have been granted to you, and I will give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings who were before you has possessed, nor those who will come after you.
神对所罗门说，我已立你作我民的王，你既有这心意，并不求资财、丰富、尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命，又不求大寿数，只求智慧聪明，好判断我的民。我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你资财丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样的。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for tonight.
主，为着晚上，我们感谢你。
You have given us this privilege to come together in your Son's name.
给我们能够到你面前，奉因着你儿子的名的缘故。
We ask the precious blood of our Lord Jesus will cover us.
愿我们主耶稣的宝血再一次来洁净我们。
So that tonight we can have such a commune with you.
使我们晚上能够与你有交通。
Your presence will be with us without any hindrance.
愿与主的同在不受什么拦阻。
Give us an understanding heart.
给我一个明白的心思。
So that we can know what you want to share with us tonight.
以致我能够晓得晚上你要与我们所交通的话。
Speak, your servants are listening.
主啊，请讲，仆人敬听。
In Jesus' name we ask.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. We know God promised King David that one day your son will build a house for me.
我们知道神有应允这个大卫，有一天你的儿子要为我建这个圣殿。
Because during King David's time, he has such a burning desire.
因为在这个大卫的日子，他里面有一个燃烧的心。
He did three things King Saul never even thought of.
他做了三件的事情是扫罗王从来都没想过的。
The first two kings of Israel, King Saul ruled 40 years, King David also ruled 40 years.
在以色列头这两个王里面，大卫和扫罗都是统治了40年之久。
So in terms of the grace of God,to these two kings are equal.
所以神的恩典向着这两位王都是一样的。
They have the same amount of time to rule.
他们有同样那么长的时间来统治这个国家。
Same kind of privilege to sit on the throne.
也都有同样的权利坐在这个宝座上面。
But one king, God made a witness for him that this is after my heart.
但是神却向着这个王来讲，说这个是明白跟随我心意的人。
But the other one, God says, you are totally disobedient to my command.
啊，但对另一个王却说你是啊完全啊悖逆我的旨意的。
So you and I will really know that King David is the one really did things right, pleases God.
啊，所以我哋都知道啊，大卫王就系嗰一位，佢系完全蒙神喜悦嘅啊王。
First, he conquered the city of Jerusalem.
啊，第一佢所作嘅就系啊攻克咗呢个耶路撒冷城。
The second thing he did, take the ark from the forest out and move the ark into Jerusalem.
啊，第二佢所作嘅就系将约柜从呢个树林啊请出嚟啊，将佢带入呢个耶路撒冷里边。
Number three, he said.I will find rest for God. Build a house for the Lord.
啊，第三点就大卫讲，我愿意为神寻找个安息之处，就是为佢嚟建一个殿宇。
But we all know God says no.
啊，但我都知道啊，神话唔好。
God refused to honor David's desire.
啊，神唔允许。大卫的这个愿望。
And gave David an explanation.
他都给大卫一个解释。
Because you have fought so many battles, killed so many people's lives.
因为你打过那么多仗，流过那么多人的血。
You cannot build a house for me.
你不可以为我来建殿。
But God also gave him a promise.
但神也都给一个应许。
This promise was the first scripture we read together.
啊，这个应许就是我们刚才所读第一段的圣经。
It said, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
啊、我必使你的、后裔接续你的位，我都必坚定他的国，他必为我的名了建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So in this statement contains two meanings、
在这段圣经、这个应许里面有两样的事情要留意的。
On the surface, you just read it, you have impression, I think we all do, that God said, okay, although you cannot build a temple for meme. Your son will.
表面上第一点就是说，虽然你不能够为我来建造殿宇，但你的儿子却可以。
He will sit on your throne.
他要坐在你的国位上面。
And he will build me a house in my name.
他要为我的名来建造殿宇。
That's the promise from these two verses.
这个就是这两节圣经里面所给我们的应许。
But why do I say there are two meanings?
为什么我说有两个意思呢？
On the surface, we all know this son refer to which person?
在表面上来讲，我们都知道这个儿子究竟指着哪一位呢？
Solomon.
是指着所罗门来讲的。
Right? So, Solomon did, number one, sit on his father's throne, number two, build a house, build a temple for the Lord.
所以所罗门就是做了两件事。第一，他坐在爸爸的国位上面；第二，为他为神建造殿宇。
But he did not fulfill God's promise to David 100%.
但是他没有完全来到成就神向大卫所立的应许。
Because in the original promise, there is a phrase by the end of the verse.
因为在原来的原文里面有一个字在里面。
What is the verse?What's the phrase?
这个字眼是什么呢?
Forever.
永远。
Solomon sits on the throne of his father for another 40 years.
所罗门坐他父的位又坐另外40年之久。
So he didn't rule forever.
他没有在那里掌权直到永远。
But God's promise that your seed will sit on the throne, your throne, forever.
但神应许他是说你的后裔要坐在你的国位上面直到永远。
So Solomon only satisfied part of the promise.
所以所罗门佢只系应验咗部分嘅应许。
In God's mind, there is something hidden.
喺神嘅里面还有一啲系隐藏嘅。
He used a very special word.
佢用一个特别嘅字眼。
The word is seed.
这个字眼就系呢个后裔呢个字。
The Chinese translate as some English translate also the same way, descendant.
后裔。
In singular number, not plural.
就是那后裔是单数的。
So, the original text, only King James translate that literally, seed.
只有King James 圣经是按着字眼直译，就是那后裔。
Other version always use either son or descendants.
其他就是种后裔了。
But that's not the correct word. Correct word is seed, S-E-E-D.
最重要的字呢，英文是种子，我们就是那后裔。
If you go all the way back to chapter 3 of Genesis, that's that word being used also.
如果你回去创世纪第三章，我们都是见到这个字的。
Remember when God cursed the snake, the serpent?
记得吗？当神来到救了这个蛇的时候。
So your seed will be the enmity of the seed of the woman.
你的后裔要与女人的后裔为敌。
Over there, there's a special phrase of seed of the woman.
那里有女人的后裔。
So that's the term first used in the Bible concerning a special person.
所以这个那后裔这个字眼就在圣经第一次来使用指着那个人来讲的。
So in other words, when God promised Solomon,
所以当神要应许所罗门的时候，
there will be a seed from you.
就从你会出一个的后裔。
And this seed will satisfy three things.
而这个后裔要满足三件事情。
Number one, sit on your throne.
第一件事情就坐在你的国位上。
Number two,build a house for me.
第二，为我们来建造殿宇。
Number three, forever.
第三就是直到永远。
See? That's the promise God really made to King David.
这个就是神向大卫王所立的约。
Solomon only satisfied the first two.
所罗门他只是实现了头两个的应许。
He didn't satisfy the whole thing, the three promises.
他没有实现了第三个的应许。
Now, we have the full answer.
当然现在我们就有这个答案了。
Who is this special seed
of
David?
是大卫的那后裔呢？
You and I should know.
我们大家都应该知道了。
That seed in Matthew chapter 1 verse
1. 那个后裔就在马太福音第一章第一节。
Gave the answer.
就给我们这个答案。
Who is the son of David?
谁是大卫的儿子呢？
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 said Jesus Christ.
马太一章一节就是讲到耶稣基督。
So that is what God's promise to King David.
这个就是神向大卫王所立的应许。
Okay, so we know Solomon is the type of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道所罗门是耶稣基督的预表。
So,now we have to come to Solomon's vision.
现今我们愿意来看这个所罗门他的意象是怎样。
When Solomon took the throne,
当所罗门得到这个国位的时候，
one night,
一天的晚上，
in a dream,
在梦的里面，
God appeared to him.
神向他来显现，
said, ask, I will give it to you.
你求什么我都来给过你。
Isn't that nice?
是一个很好的一个很好的刺激。
Do you want to have a dream tonight?
你今晚想不想发这个梦呢？
If Lord appear to you and ask, and I will give to you.
如果主向我们显现，你求什么我都来赐过给你。
Think.
我们要想一想。
What would you ask?
你究竟要向神求什么呢？
Oh, important. I think all our young people here
You made a lot of wish, right?
我相信喺我哋当中嘅年青人，你都有好多嘅愿望嘅。